This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. We're going to come back to something I mentioned at the end of the show yesterday, a report from S&P Global showing that after about two decades of growth, the share of top executive jobs held by women fell last year slightly to just under 12%. Is it just a blip or something more going on? We asked Marketplace's Kristen Schwab to look into it.
When you zoom in on the data in the S&P report, a curious pattern pops out. Women's growth in the C-suite slowed in 2008 during the financial crisis, 2020 during the pandemic, and now 2023, the year of will we or won't we slip into a recession? Dan Sandberg co-authored the study.
These incidents would suggest that women are hit harder by unfavorable changes in the economic environment.
An unfavorable economic environment after a brief surge in interest in diversity, equity, and inclusion. Mentions of DEI in earnings reports have fallen since 2020, and major companies have cut DEI jobs. Yojud Chang is a professor of business administration at the University of Virginia.
Definitely with any type of business priority, oftentimes we see these ebbs and flows in how much attention is paid to a certain issue.
ESG, environmental, social, and governance, is another example. Both it and DEI have become politicized. Chang also says companies overwhelmingly promoted women at a time when executives just could not thrive. Women in the C-suite increased most during 2021 and 22 when businesses were transitioning out of the pandemic world.
Women being promoted into a situation that was characterized by so much uncertainty and so many challenges and really, you know, not having the circumstances to thrive and to show their abilities.
Especially if they weren't given the support. Corrine Post, chair in business leadership at Villanova University, says it takes more than a few promotions to sustain change at a company.
Are our processes fair? What are the biases that exist? How do we eradicate them? All that stuff is really hard change management work.
She says that's ultimately what it takes to place more women in roles that are revenue generating, like operations.
Which are stepping stones for the C-suite.
The S&P report says it'll take longer to reach gender parity in the C-suite, up to 7 years longer, putting parity as far out as 2042. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.